taken my role.
You mean you kept very busy?
I kept very busy, right.
Betty,
she
put me through the
thing. This is the devil. I had to do something.
Can you imagine passion without the roles? Without a male or a female role?
No, you're getting deeper and deeper.
Deeper. I know, listen, we have just started.
And I made the page and go, yes.
Yes.
I mean, in another word, wait a minute, say Dr. Moore down there. You mean, can you have?
Can you have sex? Can you have sexual passion without feeling like a male or a female? In other words, can it be genderless?
Wait a minute, I've got to get that thing straight before I answer you.
In other words, can you be a lesbian without being a butcher or a femme?
I never went into that. Now that I never went in, but if I see somebody that I lack and have passion for, I just have passion for them, that's all. And half the time, you don't have to go with them. Go ahead.
You don't have to go with it.
Skip it. We'll come back to that.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to ask is whether you talked about roles, and you know, like in 19,
back when I was 19 years old.
I know that was a while back, but lesbians today are starting to say, well, we don't want roles. We don't want to behave like a male or a female.
Just be yourself. Yeah.
Do you feel like there was some good that, you know, that it was a good system to play those roles of male and female, or?
Well, that I couldn't tell you. I never looked into it. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Do you like it that way?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. I wouldn't, as you know, if you're with one woman 40 some odd years, you don't go around trying to find out this, that, and the other. You're with them.
Were you with somebody?
Yes, yeah, 1932 I met a girl. And she just died here 5 months ago.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you were together for 42 years?
About a price. More than 42.
Tell me a little bit about your relationship with her.
Not really, just sweethearts, that's all.
But you?
And myself.
You had a home together?
Well, we lived together for 2 months after we met.
What year did you say?
Mm-hmm.
What year did you say?
1932. October.
And you met in New York? Can you tell me?
Mm-hmm. I don't hear you.
Did you meet in New York?
Yeah.
And now, you set up a home?
Yes, in Lexington Avenue. Stepping on the trolley car.
When you decided to live together, you said you lived together from 2 months after.
When you decided, she came in with. She came after a month and stayed with me. And we lived together ever since.
Did you both work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I worked, she worked. Well,
what kind of work did you do?
She was a presser.
And you were?
Mm-hmm.
What were you? What kind of work did you do?
I did housework.
Yeah,
I did housework.
And you were able to make a home together. Nobody ever bothered you.
Then we had a three-room apartment, moved from a three-room apartment to a five-room apartment, and kept right at it, but I don't know.
You never had, the world never gave you any trouble for being
nobody
there.
Gave us in trouble because we didn't give nobody else trouble. We had a good friend, quite a bit of friends. We all was in a cahoot by ourselves.
Kind of created a little world.
Yeah, the world of our own. That's right. I tell my girlfriend I don't want her in my world, and I'm not coming into hers.
Were you monogamous all those years?
Mm-hmm. I live quiet. I live a quiet life. I don't like to be pushed around. But that was on account of when I was little. I've seen so much of how people fared and how they, oh, I don't know. They just didn't live like I wanted to live, so I live like I want to live.
How did you want to live?
I want to be quiet and peaceful.
And other people you felt were what?
Mm-hmm.
Other people you felt lived how?
What do you mean?
You said you saw how other people lived.
Yes, they didn't get along. They fought the fight, but yeah, they had a ball. I didn't like it. And what I didn't like, I don't do.
Or you putting down shorthand?
No.
That's all. Did you ever want children?
No.
Never entered my head.
No, I never wanted children.
What about the woman you lived with?
Hmm? What about I was a child myself and I knew how I was treated, and why should I go on to then the men that I knew or met that wasn't worth having children for? So why should I get mixed up with them? Well, yeah, there were some good ones, but I didn't. They went along with the rest.
Do you think there's any difference between straight women and lesbians?
No, there ain't no difference, because the straight ones got to the back of their heads.
Hmm?
No, there's no difference. I don't see any difference. I don't know what anyone else will see, but I myself don't see any difference. Because, to tell you the truth, now don't put this down. The straight ones can fall, it's worse than the others. Don't fret your woman. There's nothing straight about them. Don't put them into a corner, do your burnout. They're worse than you are.
Why didn't you say that in public?
Hmm?
Why didn't you say that in public if that's what you think?
I mean, you're obviously not shy.
No, I'm not.
Why wouldn't you say what you think?
I guess I'm more nobody knew what I'm thinking. That's all. Have your own little.
But if you're going to be on television, you got to tell people what you think.
Well, that's what I figured then. Nobody knows me. Well, hard for them to recognize me.
But you got to be willing to say what you think.
Oh, well, maybe I will, but those that heard me talk will know me the minute I was in my mouth. Don't fret your word. That's neighbor. If they know it, but I'm not going to tell anyone.
Do you think all women are really gay? That all women are really lesbian? And that?
No, I don't think all women are lesbians. Some of them that don't like them. But I wouldn't want to push them up in a corner.
Because you think all women have lesbian
in them? Wait a minute. I tell you why I say that. Men hasn't been created so that there's lots of women that don't like lesbians. That's because they haven't been around them, and the men has talked to them. They've heard about it. Don't tell me, even the kids in the street has heard about it. And even the men has talked and degraded the lesbians so that I do not think that their wives would want to get mixed up with them. Now, if a woman is married to a man, it's like that book that he says, and that they don't mind, they understand him, that he wouldn't say nothing. There's nothing to that, a man will say. Okay, they'll feel it's the same way. But now when the man began to think that the woman is going to take his place with his wife, and then if he thinks that and she do that, then she ain't got no place in her home. You cannot mess up with a lesbian and mess up with a home too. You've got to know how to manage your home. If you know how to manage your home, you know how to manage your lesbian. She coaches you.
I don't think I understand what you mean.
Okay. For instance, somebody walk in here that they don't know we're lesbian. Now, she's a married woman. And she find out that we are lesbian, she'll go back and tell her husband. He may not like. In fact, he won't like the idea. He'll tell her to stay away from that. Don't go there anymore. Now that's bad on his part. He should find out that after she say that, find out and sit down and explain the situation to her. What good is a man if he can't explain things to you and think you're always doing something to belittle him? You're not belittling him. You're not taking anything from him. What are you taking? I don't see you taking anything from him. If he's supposed to be a man, then he's supposed to stand on his two feet. And he ain't supposed to dog you because you know that flower over there. If you come and sit down and talk to him, he's supposed to talk to you and reason with you. If he don't want you to see that woman, he ain't supposed to come right out and want to knock your head off, don't see the woman. He's supposed to turn around and begin to lay down and think and ask God to show him what he can do to keep you from falling for that woman, which is nothing if you fall for. It's nothing out of his pocket.
Well, what if she leaves him for the woman?
She ain't gonna leave him if he acts right. She ain't gonna leave him. No. She's gonna praise him up on the high step and lay anybody else out to say anything about it.
Do you think women become lesbians because men don't treat them?
Listen, from the beginning of this, from the beginning of the world, there's nothing been but lesbians.
Explain that to me.
Oh, brother.
Sister.
Kitty?
You talked to her.
I'll just think about that for a second because I have to make a phone call. How do I turn the tape off for a second?
Hey, you stinker.
No, that's them. That's where it is. I didn't do anything with that.
Oh,
you got that.
Oh, Debbie, you put that thing on. Oh, when will I get a hold to you?
Ooh.
Oh, but won't I get a hold to you?
I'll talk to you out of it.
No, you don't talk.
Then you can pick on Joan instead.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick on my Joan. Oh, no.
Do you mean that the love for the mother?
Yes. Because after all, the mother had to hold the child for 9 months, the man didn't hold it. Or the woman didn't, if it didn't, there wouldn't be so many of the German kids rushing around.
What could I? But why, if that's the case, then why do some women go with men? Why don't all women go with women?
Because they're taught that from a child. When they come out of the mother's room, the first thing they see, they look up and see mother, next thing they see father. And they're taught that.
Do you think some women love men like you love women?
Yeah. They've been taught that.
Do you think they've had a better life?
Who had a better life?
Do you think you had a better life as a lesbian?
Yes.
In what way?
In what way? Because I've made my life better.
How so?
How so?
Well,
I did what was right. I worked. And I live with my girlfriend. I treat her right. She treats me right. So that's all we got now.
I guess what I mean is, do you think your life is different because you're a lesbian? What's different about it? What's better about
that
it?
That I don't know. No. It's okay with me because if I was married, maybe I'd think different, but I'm not married, so therefore I don't think this.
Is there anything you regret about being a lesbian?
No, I don't.
Is there anything you feel like straight women are missing out on?
I can talk to them. I can only talk to neighbors.
Has your experience been one that you would, if you were going to
repeat over again? Yes.
Your relationship with your girlfriend who you lived with for
mm-hmm.
so long?
Yeah.
Did you set up a kind of
home and family the way, you know, a straight couple would? Was it
Yeah. And we put our money together and we did everything together. There is we fuss and fight because it takes two people to fuss. And I always back down until I find out that I was wrong. By the time I back down, then I find out she was wrong. I wouldn't say anything to her because I know she'd find out differently.
Is there anything special that you would like to say about being lesbian? Or that you would
needing
for?
Well,
anything out there, anything that you would like for everyone to know, other lesbians and other women and everybody, is there anything special that you have experienced or have seen that you would like to share?
I just I wish they all could have a nice, pleasant life like I have. Then they would understand.
You think Joan and Deborah are kind of like you?
They're young, so the way that they grow as old as I am, then they'll understand.
What are they going to understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't understand how nice it was to be together. As long as neither one of them has a man in their life, then they'll understand how nice it was.
Did you hear that?
No.
You bet not. And you don't and you don't understand that till one of them dies. Now you put the END on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now are we gonna read it back and let me hear what I
see? No, but you can listen to the tape.
Oh,
Dad, you wanna turn the tape off?
Okay.
I thank you.
I wanna thank you. I thank you for your time and for talking to me, and I'll let you know what's going on with the show and so on. It'll be a few weeks because we have to,
I won't let them. Nobody will know it. I told my girlfriend, Lillian said, before she died, she says, Rose, I'll leave Mabel in your care. I said, don't do me any damn favors. Rose says, I don't want her now. She's been with you too long. But Rose has a girlfriend. I'm going to go 14-15 years, maybe longer.
And you're looking
for that now.
Lived with Rose for 9 years. So you feel like lesbians take care of each other?
Well, they should if you let them like. If they like each other, they love each other. And love is an end that makes the go. We got to love each other because we love Mary.
What else are we going to do? Are we used to cutting your head off and spite your nose? Spite your face.
Mabel, it has been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Dad!
Yeah?
Bring your stuff in here so I can lay you out. Here you have that little round ball on there.
Yes,
good.
Okay, hi, this is Mabel and Joan again.
Yes.
What day is today, Mabel?
Today is the 7th.
Alright, what should we talk about today?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you we did a life of Ethel Waters.
Yeah, we won't talk on that now. So let's get it straight.
What about Florence?
17. Let's see. When I met her, she was in Come Along Mando. And you see, Florence Mills was going away to Europe to dance, you know. And I was going with a girl named Bill's name. That. Last name was Pitt.
Not Zazu Pitt?
He was a Z in there. I got it home in the book. Pitt was her last name. And she lived in Jersey City. And I used to go to Jersey City to see her and stay all night.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lovely times together. Then I'd come back next morning, go to work. Now that went on for quite a while. I went on till practically after I met Lillian. See?
And you met Florence Mills?
No, that was just before I met Lillian, I met Florence Mills. And was rehearsing at the Lafayette Theater. And I think Florence Mills was in Come Along Amanda. And I was friends with a girl by name. What was her name? Oh, I've got to get these names right.
That's okay.
Anyhow, we'll give her a name. Mm-hmm. Florence. And Florence and I would... Florence was a married girl, and her husband and her smoked, what do you call that?
Grass.
And I used to go up to their house after rehearsal, and I'd sit on the couch. They had a long couch, and they had the what do you call it, the table,
mm-hmm.
and the little pot. And, and they'd take and put the stuff in it and cook it and then put it in the pipe. And I'd sit up there reading some love story, look at them. And then I'd lay down and go to sleep. So he would leave. Then she and I would go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make love. Then he was gone. He didn't care nothing about her. He was a drummer in the show. So, I mean, a long time until they made a rehearsal for another show. I couldn't go out of town, so therefore I left. But Florence Mills went to Europe. I forget his name. He drove the show.
In the life? Was Florence Mills
in the life? Yes, all the women were. All those women was in the life. But they didn't let nobody know. They ran with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Who else besides Florence?
Well, I can't remember all of them.
Shall I ask you and you tell me afterwards?
I have to look up maybe some papers I got with all the names. Well, wait a minute. Hazel. There was, Mary, there was Lars, there was
showgirls,
yeah. Cookie, and there was, think of that little one's name. She sang very nicely, but she was a crackerjack, because after the show, after it, they'd get grounded, get drinking, and get to beating up everybody, beating up themselves, you know. That's my woman. And it's very bothered with her.
Hmm. Did you know Billie Holiday?
Yeah, when she was a young girl, yeah. And all of those was in that show together. And then some went to one place and some went to the other. Because a lot of them went to Europe, and Florence Mills, she stayed over there for a while, and that's why she took sick and come back.
Mm.
See, she came back, and then she come back. She never got well. See, she passed away. And the day of Florence Mills' funeral, Ethel Waters, Ethel Cup, was it the other woman's name? The two Ethels, they were Paul Bowers, and that was Hazel Scott.
Hazel Scott?
Yeah, yeah. Hazel Scott, and...
What about Josephine Baker?
Yeah, they're all, yeah, that's right. You couldn't remember the names, girl. Josephine Baker, all of them, see? Where all of them was around the same age, see? And they would, they were the pallbearers. Everybody in the show was the pallbearers for Florence Mills' funeral. So Betty was on 131st Street. And that was someday. There's no women crying. They just loved Florence.
What
but
year was
nice.
That about now? Remember?
Now, let's just a moment. That should have been. Yeah, that's some of those things go down home somewhere. Mm-hmm. But that year would be now.
Just about. It doesn't have to be exact.
I met Lily in 1932. That had to be. Wait a minute, there's another one. Oh, this one is one. This is the one. What is her name, Matt? You got to wait and let me get her name. But she and I was buddies like that. We were the big studs. We were bitches, you know. And she had a girl from out west. So anyhow, what was her name? Oh, I know her name better than I know mine.
Is she famous, but I know her
yes, name? Yes, yes, yes. You've heard that name. You've heard her name many a times because...
okay.
Jackie Mabee.
Oh, yes, Miles Mabee.
Yes,
yes.
Her name is Jackie.
Jackie, yes. She did like the women.
Rock 'em. That's all she ever had. That's all she ever had. She involved the women. And she had a girl named Alice. And Alice was from Philadelphia. And boy, didn't we have parties and blaze hell. And Jackie beat the hell out of Alice, you know. And they had beautiful parties. Then they all got hooked up with... What was that other woman's name? I can't forget her name. Because she's the hairdresser's daughter.
You told me who had the big parties.
Yeah, the big parties. She really had beautiful parties, see. Her mother left her plenty of money and she went through it just like that, just like water. And we all would have big parties and go up to the Garden of Joy. Because I danced up there for a while, the Garden of Joy. And I was up on, that's 148th Street, somewhere up there. And tore it all down, it's houses now. And we would go up there and have midnight parties after the show. And we'd come back and go to somebody's house and go cabaret and then like that, you know. We'd leave one place and go to the other. And then come back and go to bed. There was nothing else to do.
It sounds like enough.
There was nothing else to do. Go to bed and do what we had to do.
Mabel, tell me, how would you like the world to be different for lesbians in the future? What would you like them to know?
Wait a minute. What did you ask me? How would I like the world
to
be
different? Yes. So how would you like the world to be for lesbians in the future? For women who live like us?
All I want is these men to leave them alone. Let's let you have your own way. That's all. If you want to go to one more, okay, he's got his woman. But here is the point I could never understand. That woman was the book I read before. Mm-hmm. That man was all right. There's a part in that I don't like for him because he loved his wife in his way. See? But he was kind of mean sometimes, and I don't think you should be mean. Why should you be mean?
Mm-hmm. But you don't seem to be upset when you talk about women beating up other women. Did that upset you when you see that happen? It would upset you if you saw a man doing it, right?
Yeah, because I think he shouldn't do it.
But what about a woman beating a woman?
Well, they shouldn't do it either, baby, but I don't like it. I don't like to see nobody fight. That's one thing I never liked. When you start fussing and fighting, I was through. That's why Lillian and I was far apart half the time, because when she gets a drink and she gets abusive, and I didn't like that. I don't like that. I like everything to be peaceful and nice. See? And you can't get it all the time. See? But as much as you can, okay. But if somebody says I wouldn't fuss with you, although what you're going to tell me, I bet you could be a very mean woman.
Oh, you told you?
Yes, she did. Yeah, told me. I said, why? Her son calls me the sergeant.
That's because you're strong, not because you're mean. Men don't understand that.
Well, she figures I can be very mean because I can change and cut you up in one second.
You can be cold sometimes.
Yeah.
That's
what. Well, okay, if you didn't cross me, I wouldn't be it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I? But you, hey, is this the cat?
No, that's Eugene. That's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Would you like to see, like in the future, would you like to see that there be more lesbians on television?
Oh, yes. So, and this like the old man show, I like to see them on there in shows and different stories. But they...
Okay, let me just turn this off. You would like to see them on shows?
Yes, like stories, but they could tune it down better than the men that are... The shows that the men are brutal in their shows. Not only do they kill, but they beat up the women. I don't like that in shows. I think the women, if the lesbians, if they had their show, they would show the men exactly what love really is.
Mm-hmm. See? What does having lesbian books mean to you? You've loved them your whole life.
Well, I like to see how other women, live, and how they win their women, and how they desire another woman, and all like that.
Were the books important to you in your life?
Yeah, I've always read the books. I didn't just start now.
I know.
See? But then I didn't get to the truth of the whole thing until now. I tell you what you're going about, that now I'm beginning to wake up to the fact. She said, yeah, are you sure you work? I said, well, I try to be. You better pinch me and let me find out.
Would you like a world that was all women?
Well, it couldn't be.
No, but we could make communities, like, you know, would you like that?
Yeah, like the Amazon, those women in those places. But okay, well, I'll get back to that when we get that on. But anyhow, why can't they do that?
We could make it like today here.
Yeah, but it'd be such a long time. I won't live to see it.
The women are working. Well, we have a little bit of it now. We have the archives. That didn't exist before.
Okay, baby, but that's a small affair. Well, I will say that takes in 100 square feet, something like that.
But it's a beginning.
Well, that's the beginning. It starts, it was small, and then it gets larger and larger. Now, it'll take you about 15 or 20 years to really establish something, see? And then you still got to take a shotgun and keep the men away, because half the men will want those women. And the other half of them, they're not only want, they want the women to know that they are superior. Every picture you see that's got the Amazon women and like that, the men is invading it. Why don't they stay and invade their own cells in their own backyard? Do their own thing.
What do you think they like, lesbian women?
Well, why do I think they like lesbian women? I'll tell you what I think they like. Because they're more pure than the other women. They can, those men that want the lesbian women, they know they haven't done it with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
they've been with women. But you mean
and I women. Agree with women. They don't care about it. They know that woman is a pure woman. She ain't going with this man and the other man. They don't care if, just like that woman said, her husband didn't care that she went with him. He says in there, he didn't care. But if he caught her with a man, he'd break her neck.
One more thing, because we're running on this tape.
Okay.
If you had Ann Shockley in front of you, she's a woman who wrote Loving Her, the book, what would you say to her?
I would congratulate her.
Go ahead, more. Why?
Yeah, I would congratulate her and tell her she's about the only woman I know that really speaks the truth. Mm-hmm. And keep up the good work.
Write
some more. If I could, I'd tell her something. If I could put it in there. Oh, boy.
What
I'm
else
would
you tell her?
Boy, I tell her. The one thing that she put in there. Oh, no, it wasn't her. It was another woman. You see, I'm old. If I had my life to do over again, I'd be entirely different. I would choose a different woman.
Go ahead. Did everyone get that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And after I chose that woman, I molded her to my liking.
That's a real butch, I can see.
What else would I do? See?
You just said, you know Naomi.
Oh,
Naomi.
How are you?
Okay.
Good.
We're just finishing up.
Okay, finish it up. Call you and do.